We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Somebody who operates right near the BBC here, the Bloomfield Broadcast Center, it's Pastor Sean Fisher, a.k.a. Pastor Sean from the Bloomfield Congregational Church. Pastor Sean, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me on, Ray and Joe.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Now, the Bloomfield Community Kitchen has been in existence for a couple of years, correct?
Correct. Yeah, we started it just about October of a year and a half ago, almost 2 years.
Wow.
And explain to the people who aren't familiar with it exactly the thought process behind organizing it and what you do every week for people in town.
Nice.
Yep. So it started originally, in addition, we know there's a great need for food for people in the community generally, forgetting even the crisis situation that we're in now that's increased the demand so much. But our idea was, you know, there are a lot of soup kitchens out there where people can come in and grab some food. We wanted to do something to help build community because we have a philosophy that says, you know, communities are stronger when people know each other well.
Yes.
And when you go into a crisis period, you never know when that's going to be. But if you have a tight community, people tend to band together when there's a crisis. When you don't have a tight community, people tend to not band together when there's a crisis. So we made this open not just to people who might have financial need, but people who are lonely, or people who might have money, but people who are lonely, or just anybody. So anybody's welcome to come to the community kitchen. So you'll get a warm meal. It's a friendly atmosphere. It's a sit-down kind of family-style thing that we do.
Cool.
And a lot of people just want to be known. And so in addition to having dignity, in addition to being known, some people don't even have people who know their name. And so some of the, you know, heartwarming stories are when we get to know people and they're like, do you remember my name? We're like, of course we remember your name. And it becomes kind of like, you know, Bloomfield's version of Cheers for, you know, the kitchen and building. You know, if someone comes in, it's like, hey, Joe, you know, hey, Ray. And, but we've had to adapt that. Because we can't have people gathering in that way. So we have worked with the Department of Public Health, with the town of Bloomfield, with SafeServe, with the state, with our own people, and adapted the processes to keep both the volunteers and the people who are coming safe, because the demand has both tripled and then the complexity of making sure we can get these meals to people to keep everybody safe is different. So we've adapted that to a drive-through process and a walk-up process,
because some people don't have
transportation. And so some of the programs out there are phenomenal, awesome, but you can only go by car. And so we space things out and do things in a way that people can both do a drive-through pickup and do a walk-up so that they can make sure to get the meals that they need.
Well, I think one of the points you make here, and I'm glad you included those who might be living alone and whatever, because I think one of the bad things about this whole lockdown, as effective as it may be, is that, you know, a lot of people are isolated to begin with, and now this just makes it even worse. So particularly for the elderly, this has got to be a godsend, I'd think.
You know, it's such an important point. And, you know, people, like you said, who are already isolated, people who have gone to places to be safe, but now even their families can't physically get to them.
Yeah.
It's debilitating for some people, particularly people who already may be tending towards that feeling of loneliness and that feeling of people who are prone to depression. And so we pay attention to those things as well to see if we can refer people to resources and things we can do to help people in any way we can.
Good for
what kind of meals are you serving, Pastor Sean?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So, you know, for Easter, you know, we had traditional Easter meal. I mean, these are warm, prepared meals that, you know, are just really, really good. We have different chefs who come in who are all volunteer and, you know, a great volunteer corps that, you know, cooks it and puts it together and keeps everything safe and spaced out properly and all that kind of stuff. So it can be, you know, it can be anywhere from, you know, jerk chicken to, you know, ooh, beef to, you know, to anything. It's really high quality meals. It's something that you would both really, really enjoy coming and having.
And we enjoy all food. So yeah, exactly. We're visiting with Pastor Sean Fisher from the Bloomfield Congregational Church about their Bloomfield Community Kitchen. So this is on Saturday, Pastor Sean. What times is the kitchen open?
Yeah, it's open from 11:30 to 12:45 every Saturday.
Okay.
And so 11:30 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. every Saturday. And this week, one of the things we've noticed is, you know, everybody's telling people to put masks on, right? Everybody's saying, use a mask if you're out there, if you're going to be around, and that makes sense. But honestly, just like some people don't have transportation, some people don't have access to masks. Like, we may have friends who are great sewers and creating masks or have access to people who can get us these N95 masks, but, you know, a lot of people can't. And so this Saturday, we're actually doing something a little different, not just the meal. We're doing a meal and a mask.
Nice.
He comes by for, you know, we have a couple hundred masks, and, you know, whoever gets there, you know, will be able to do that for them. You know, and in addition to, you know, that program, we have something called the Bloomfield Backpack Program that we run, you know, out of our church, but in coordination with other faith groups and groups, where we're providing 100 bags of groceries.
Oh, nice.
That have about six to 10 meals in each bag of groceries that we deliver to social services, where people can pick that up any Friday from about 11 to noon at social services as well.
So hey, Pastor Sean, where is the church? Is it on the green? Where is it in town?
Yeah, it's right across from the green in Bloomfield Congregational, right across the town green.
I know exactly where you are. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's also known as First Congregational Church, big church built a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah.
Beautiful church, wonderful place right near the Prosser Library in the town green, and just a tremendous group of people. And same thing with the town. I think one of the things that I've been really excited about is the community response. This idea that we hoped for is actually taking place. And I was talking to, you know, Mayor Suzette, who I think is doing a great job helping to coordinate all of us as faith groups and different groups like private organizations and Food Share and the, you know, social services and those groups. And it's just thinking to myself and saying to people, this is how community is supposed to work.
Right.
You know, public, private, religious organizations working together without saying, oh, you're the town. Oh, you're a private organization. Oh, you're a religious organization. But people rallying together to help people who are in need. And I think that's how it's supposed to work.
We've only got a few seconds, Pastor, but what about the transition to doing viral church services? I know a lot of churches had already been set up for that. How has that worked out for your church?
It's worked out fantastic for us. You know, we have a great website, firstchurchbloomfield.org, and, you know, spelled out firstchurchbloomfield.org, or you can go to YouTube and we stream our programs on Sunday at 10 a.m. and then they're available, you know, recorded on either YouTube at Bloomfield Congregational Church or, you know, on our website at First Church Bloomfield. And it's been a good transition. It's been a hard one because we've been planning on doing this over the next year and a half, but we really suddenly had to do it very quickly. And fortunately, we have, you know, remarkable people who care about this. We know that having a faith support is really helping people out. And so it's critically important for us to be ready for them and to be able to support them. And so we do have a fantastic presence up there. And one of the neat things that's allowed us to do is some of the musicians we're including in our services now are recording artists from Nashville, recording artists from the contemporary Christian genre that we couldn't fly up from Nashville.
Wow. Yeah.
But now they're not, you know, their gigs are canceled.
Right.
And so they're available, and so we're reaching out to people who we know, and so, you know, we have some great artists, from the regional area, from
Pastor Sean, I got to cut you off because we got to get to news, but I want to get this out there. You can use money. You're very visible on Facebook. I see you there all the time. There's a GoFundMe site. Search Bloomfield Community Kitchen, or as you said, the website, www.firstchurchbloomfield.org. Pastor Sean, thank you for a few minutes. Good luck with the work, and stay safe.
Ranger, thank you so much. It was an absolute privilege, and I appreciate it.
Well,
thank you. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.